This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The first hearing over President Trump's directive to end birthright citizenship, ending with the judge in Seattle ruling to block it, saying it's unconstitutional.
It's separate from a larger group of states also suing in Massachusetts. The Trump administration is defending the executive order, saying a temporary restraining order against it is not needed since it doesn't take effect until later next month, and babies impacted have not yet been born. And the administration is arguing that certain wording in the Constitution gives a president some wiggle room in the 14th Amendment. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Trump virtually addressed the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, telling top global leaders that the U.S. is open for business, but also warned that the U.S. will impose steep tariffs on countries who choose not to do business in the U.S. The president also signaled he would like to hold a meeting with Russia's President Putin soon to start talks to end the war in Ukraine and bitter cold keeping its grip in the South. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin residents are paying smaller and smaller portions of their income to taxes, but that's a double-edged sword as cities, towns, and counties can't keep up with inflation. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
Wisconsinites are paying the lowest tax burden in more than 50 years. That's according to new analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. The tax burden is the ratio between our income and what we pay in taxes. In 2024, it was 9.6%. That's the lowest in Wisconsin since at least 1970. According to researchers, it's because the state's income is growing while lawmakers are making, quote, aggressive efforts, end quote, to keep taxes low. Overall, taxes paid to the state grew 1.6%. In 2024. Meanwhile, local government taxes grew 2.7%. One category in that, gross local property taxes, grew by 4.6% last year. That's the most in at least 15 years. Revenue limits from state lawmakers have led to slower tax increases, but they've also created a situation where municipalities' revenue grows slower than inflation. That's a large part of what causes cities to propose referendums. It illustrates the larger trend here in Wisconsin. Residents may be paying less, but over time, their communities may raise taxes anyway locally to cover expenses. The state currently has a $4 billion surplus. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin's minimum wage will remain at $7.25 per hour and $2.33 per hour for tipped workers as residents see neighboring states implement increased wage floors. The minimum wage has not increased since 2009. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data also shows the 2009 minimum wage change would be equivalent to nearly $11 today if it kept up with inflation. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
It's the Bucks and the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks flew back today after getting snowed out in New Orleans last night. Their game against the Pelicans to be rescheduled. Tonight, they're at home against the Miami Heat. The Bucks have 13 games left before the All-Star break, nine of them on the road. At 24-17, can they hold on to that fourth place spot in the East? Damian Lillard.
We got to be there mentally. You know, we got to be engaged. We got to be disciplined, and we got to be together.
NFL former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson held his first press conference as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league, having competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' Ben Johnson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to put a little pause into that warm-up that started yesterday. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to about 16 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15 will keep that wind chill hovering around zero most of the day. Tonight, one below. Tomorrow, increasing clouds 21. We're back to 34 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week with our friend Greg Vadney from the Roar Museum in Manitowoc. Then documentary filmmaker Kate Stapleton joins me to talk about her film, which premieres at the Door County Film Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our fantastic producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Hopefully you're able to get a little bit of that snow cleared. Up north, they got a few inches. Snow squalls up there in Douglas County and that sort of thing. So, but further south, I know maybe along Racine, Eau Claire, Racine, Kenosha. Where did that come from? Some lake effect. And anyway, the roads were slickery, but, you know, we live in Wisconsin, and I think everything is better, and temperatures are going to moderate a little bit for the weekend. Hopefully, you could get out there and enjoy it. Of course, one more day left in the work week on Friday. Tomorrow, Big Show Friday. I know she's making the rounds, but we're honored to have her back. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is going to be here in hour one of the program, talking about Governor Evers' State of the State address last night that we were so proud to bring you, along with our colleagues, Pat Kreitlow and James Kelly and Lisa Hale, and the entire crew carried that and the Republican response last night. Going to talk about that in just a minute here. But so Lieutenant Governor will be here. I believe Brady Ewing is going to be in as well, talking a little sports, 3-time Big Ten champion, spent 3 years in the NFL. And then Peter Rapine, been a couple of weeks. Peter Rapine is back from EPOM's world.
Is he confirmed?
I believe so. I'm going to say he is. with a week of review, a wacky, real headlines from real people. And I know there's people out there, where the heck has Peter been the last couple of weeks? Well, he was going to be on last week, and then we had to have a shindig, and so he couldn't do it. The shindig took over.
the shindig took precedence. Yeah. It preempted.
A six-hour shindig. As shindigs go, it was kind of long, but it was good. It was fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
8 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock. So we're going to do what's worse in a minute, or in a couple of minutes, involving peanut butter. All right, so stand by for that. As Paul Harvey once said, stand by for news. The news was last night that Governor Evers had his State of the State address. It was his longest. Did you know this summer is his longest? He's done, this is his seventh one, his longest, because they did a word count. Scott Bauer over there, the terrific reporter at the Capitol for the Associated Press, Scott Bauer, God love him, he compiled a word count for all of Evers' State of the States, and last night's was the longest by over 1,000 words.
I was just about to ask by how much. Wow.
Yeah. So it was over an hour. And look, I thought there were some very good things in it. And I thought there were things. First of all, Governor Evers declared 2025, the year of the kid. The year of the kid.
That was the free space on the bingo card. Year of X.
Right. Now, I don't see how you cannot be in favor of kids.
Yeah.
But Speaker Robin Voss didn't clap.
That was something that really struck me watching it. Like,
yeah.
The way everything has become so partisan, the Republicans sitting there pretending like they're falling asleep.
Right.
When Evers says things like, no kid should go hungry and everybody should be able to learn and do well in school so we can have better outcomes and better lives for children.
Yeah.
That's not a policy. That's just a value statement. And if you don't agree with that value, what's wrong with you?
It seems odd. And we're going to get to a couple more of these things. I mean, he also talked about Governor Evers, made it very clear that he said, look, we support, including myself, traditions like hunting and trapping and fishing in Wisconsin. And those things should continue. But, and now I'm paraphrasing, basically saying, but everyone should be able to agree about basic things like background checks and firearms, red flag laws, which is where if someone is having a mental health crisis, that law enforcement takes away their firearms until they can be deemed safe to themselves and others.
Including voluntarily, you can surrender
right.
your own.
Right. Say, look, I'm not doing well. And also, don't forget, Wisconsin used to have a 48-hour waiting period on firearms. And Governor Evers proposed to reintroduce that. Now, I still hunt occasionally for birds, for turkey and pheasant. Was a gun deer hunter for a long time. I don't know any legit hunter worth their salt, sportsman, sportswoman, sportsperson, who would say, well, none of that affects me hunting. If I haven't done anything wrong, my background check's going to come clean. If I'm not having a mental health crisis and, threatening my spouse or my partner, I'm fine. And I don't know any hunter that's like, oh my gosh, I'm going hunting tomorrow. I got to get a gun. I mean, that's not the way it works. Most sportsmen are very particular about their firearms. They're very proud of it. They might go look for a while. They might, shoot it, if the dealer allows that before they purchase it. It's an intentional purpose if it's for the right purpose.
Right. If you don't have a gun 48 hours before hunting and you haven't thought of it and planned that far ahead, I don't think you should go hunting. I don't think you should have a gun.
Right. You're not a good place.
At least not at this point.
So those are the things that Evers... Now, look, even if you're again all those things that we say back home, if you're again them, then the argument from my former party has been, well, it's all about mental health. It's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids, to help them out. $300 million for school mental health. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. So if you don't want reasonable gun reform, and you're also not for mental health reform, where does that leave you? I mean, to paraphrase Senator Andre Jacques' brother, to clean it up for radio, if you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? I mean, jeepers, criminy. Anyway, we're going to get more into this, but L.A. Tom has been very, very patient. We appreciate it, L.A. I know you've got a lot of things to do out there. I always appreciate your views and contributions. What did you want to say about Governor Evers' State of the State last night? Go ahead.
Well, I thought Governor Evers was perfect. One, he is not a threatening type individual. He is not someone that can be called a left-wing person because he's very, very calm. I thought he was perfect in terms of starting out the speech, talking about the largest tax cuts for the middle class that has been done. Because we knew that the Republicans' only solution was going to be a tax cut. They say for working people, BS, it's for Widow Hendricks. It's the Widow Hendricks tax, I would call it. And the U-line tax, I would call it. And I thought he buffered that right away. And then he went into some of the different things. And what I thought was funny was Voss said, oh, it was the same tired speech that we've heard for 7 years. Well, I'm sorry, the Republicans have had the same tired policy for the last 50 years. But one thing I was really, really quite astounded by, actually, and I don't know who she is or anything like that, but what her, if she's a reporter or what. If she's a reporter, she should not be civic media, because civic media is about truth and facts. Was this Lisa Hale, who used a Republican right-wing talking point, saying that it was a Democrat. First off,
I get your point. Yeah, I get your point, Tom. I respect your point, but I know, Lisa, I can rest assured, I do not believe there's any political directive intent in there. I'm certainly not a perfect reporter on air. Sometimes I don't always get my words right, but I respect your point. But I can rest assured it was nothing intentional. So I'll simply let's.
Well, could you maybe inform her that it's the Democratic Party?
We'll be happy to. We'll be happy to do that. Yeah, I appreciate it. Again, I get it, but yeah, I can assure you there is no political agenda involved. So, but I appreciate it. But I appreciate your comments. And yes, I thought it was well laid out last night. And anything else you wanted to add quickly? All right. Very good. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Every phone line is full. Stand by. As Matt Flynn says, we'll take you in order received. Do not hang up. Cindy in Appleton, listening on WISS. You're next. Cindy, what say you?
Well, first of all, the only values the Republicans have, the only thing they value is power and money. And they don't give a damn about the red flag laws because 99% of the people that are shot by laws that would protect them, the red flag laws, are women. And we know they just have so much concern and regard for women.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I get that. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Cindy. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Keith in Broadhead. Keith, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Hey, how you doing, man? Been a long while.
It has been.
So, you know, you're too reasonable there, buddy. Too reasonable. I'm also a bird hunter. I've got several guns that I use to hunt birds. I've got friends who target shoot with pistols. I have no issue whatsoever with that stuff. The people who are so opposed to it have no reasonable, in my opinion, no reasonable reason to be against it. They're just hyper sensitive to this amendment, which is kind of silly. But I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I got a really good question. This is important stuff. My wife and I were talking about this the other day. I'll be 60 coming up pretty quick here. I'm on the downward track here towards getting ready to retire, right?
Right.
Unfortunately, due to we bought a restaurant, which, you know, never buy a restaurant, I lost everything I had as far as retirement because of the restaurant during COVID.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be relying a good bit on Social Security. If Trump decides to either cut or damage Social Security in some way, is there any recourse as a citizen to get together and file a class action lawsuit based on we have all the records of all the money we have paid in Social Security for the last 45 plus years of my working? Would I have any recourse with a group of people to file a suit on that? What do you think?
It's a great question, Keith. I really appreciate the call and the question. First of all, I'll preface it by saying, look, I'm no Matt Flynn or Maggie Dawn. I'm not an attorney or Jim Santel, a practicing attorney. So don't take my word to the bank as certainly legal advice. I did work for a short time for a law firm in a non-technical legal capacity. As my old boss, Sam Gold, liked to say, look, you can sue anybody. It's just a matter of, you know, can you win? People always say, well, could I sue for that? Well, sure, anybody can sue for anything. I don't think, again, without being a full-bird attorney, I don't think that it's without merit. It comes down to if you present it, if it's a class action, do you have standing in whatever court you file in, and then kind of the luck of the draw on the judge or whatever. But it'd be a great question for Maggie Dawn, Jim Santel, or Matt Flynn. Speaking of great people of civic media, understand our colleague, our friend Jane Matner is standing by. She's going to weigh in. Not going to want to miss that. We might also sneak in a what's worse question to her as well. Your phone calls, we see you on the line. Jack and Joe, do not go anywhere. It's Jane, Jack, and Joe, the 3G or 3Js after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays, but now we're starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking Active Liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, January 23, 2025. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along. Stand by, as Paul Harvey, to paraphrase him, once said, for what it's worse. we have it coming. Don't worry. But we have to eat our meal before we have dessert, so to speak. Although my grandma Alba used to say, life's short, eat dessert first. But no, we have to get to, I mean, it's a big issue last night, Governor Evers' State of the State address. Lots in it, lots to talk about. We see you on the line, Jack, Joe, now Ted. But first of all, I want to go to our colleague, our friend. She hosts Matt Nair on Air every day directly before us. Great program, 10 until noon, Jane Matt Nair. Jane, thanks for calling in. What do you have for us today?
Good afternoon, Todd. Listening to your conversation after Governor Evers' speech last night, and especially about the gun safety measures, all I could think about this morning, and even during our show, because we talked about it as well, considering the Abundant Life school shooting was last month, we had another school shooting yesterday in Tennessee, and with the Republicans' reactions to Governor Evers' speech and his suggestions for more gun safety measures, all I can take away from this is that the Republicans' definition of freedom means that Americans are free to get shot and killed wherever we go. School, church, grocery store, that's where we're free. We're free to go out and just get shot and killed.
Yeah, I respect your opinion. I can't speak for everybody in my former party. I think that it's more, again, of this influence from top down, whether it's from Trump world, whether it's from the NRA, that elected officials are too afraid of their base. And that's why I think that, you know, now that we have fairer maps, and certainly in the next election, it's going to be tougher for Republicans to hold on to the assembly for sure, and maybe the state Senate as well. I think that my former party elected officials in my former party are too afraid of the political ramifications if they do anything reasonable. I bet you, although I haven't walked up the block and tried to do it, I bet you if you took those folks in the back assembly parlor and asked them off the record, I bet you that at least half of them, or at least a quarter of them, would say, yeah, I mean, the stuff that Evers is saying isn't that crazy, but I can't do that. I think it's a lack of courage, Jane.
Oh, it's a lack of a spine. There's no question. And I also believe, like some of your callers have said, most reasonable gun owners do not have a problem with these measures.
Mm-hmm.
These are not over the top things that the governor wants to do or gun safety experts would like to see implemented. These are not extreme. And so I think they're more concerned about their donations from the NRA And that's who they are serving now. They do not serve the American people.
Yeah. No, I get it. Well, I appreciate the discussion on your show this morning. I thought you and Greg and Pat did a great job on it. And, you know, always a pleasure to have you call into our show. And it's great to have you lead in for us. We got to do this. We got to do more often on the road stuff. You know, we can't make it just every June to Amory.
I agree with you. We can, anytime you want to hit the road, my friend, I am with you.
All right. Thank
and
you,
by
Jane.
The way, yeah. By the way, Todd, crunchy peanut butter is better. That's just the end of the discussion.
Wow, very strong opinions from Jane today. I love it. I love it. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. Listen to Jane every day from 10 until noon in the Civic Media. Let's go to Jack, I believe was next. Jack in Merrimack. Always love it when I get to say Jack from Merrimack because it rhymes. Jack, what say you?
Thanks, Todd. The rebuttal from Voss to Evers' speech is just the arrogance of our continued to be gerrymandered in Republicans just is amazing. They have learned nothing from the last election when they lost, you know, a good portion of their majority. They must be hoping that they're going to get the Supreme Court back and steal back their gerrymandering. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, because if they continue to do this, the only people that are going to vote for them are those who are tribalistically Republicans or MAGAs and don't believe in anything else and don't believe anything else. And that is not a majority of Wisconsinites. It's not even a majority nationally. How you can continue to basically say to the governor, anything you want to do, we're against it, no matter if it helps people, no matter if it keeps people safer, it just totally amazes me. These guys are just so far out, it's unbelievable.
I appreciate
No,
I always appreciate the call, Jack. I think you're right, and to your point, and Jane's a little bit, I think the proof is going to be in the pudding in now under 2 years when Wisconsin voters go back to the polls and in these competitive, more competitive legislative districts, what's going to attract people, attract voters? Is it the strict party line stance that Republicans seemed to take last night? Or is it going to be someone who wants to reach towards the middle? Tony off of YouTube says, for a party full of tough guys, sure seems to be a lot of guys who are scared to govern. There you go. Appreciate that. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Joe in Madison. Joe, about a minute and a half. If you have to, we'll bring it back after the break. But thanks for holding. What say you?
Real brief. I just wanted to add to the discussion. There was a series that was run in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel within the last year that was looking at gun violence, and it looked across the state. And I just remember one of the stats that was so startling to me and so appalling. They were looking at the issue of gun violence, and they included in that suicide. So then they looked at county by county, per capita, what counties had the highest rates of gun violence. It was astounding. One would think Milwaukee County. Uh-uh. Seven counties before Milwaukee County, gun violence per capita up in the north. So it was Pine. It was, near Forest County, those counties. I'm sorry, I can't remember them all. You can look up the sure. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article. And what was astounding to me was that was looking at the issue of mental health and people who are isolated. Hunting is big up there. Guns are very accessible for people. And it's heartbreaking to think that there are young men and women, because it was mainly young people who were affected by this, just caught up in to lose their lives to suicide, not just to gun violence, and by gang violence, but to suicide was absolutely heartbreaking. So check it out, people. It was a sobering.
Joe, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, you always nail it, and you do. I want to come back and talk about this, what Joe just said. Mental health and guns and rural communities in Wisconsin. Very important. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Oliveall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Susan Crawford currently serves as a Dane County Circuit Judge and is running to replace the retiring Ann Walsh Bradley on the state Supreme Court. Both were recently in Richland Center campaigning. In her meet and greet, Judge Crawford emphasized that the state Supreme Court race is not about politics, but the law and rights of Wisconsin citizens. The 2024 word of the year was polarization. I asked Crawford how you get past that in the courts.
We don't get it by putting partisan politicians on the Supreme Court. I can tell you that much. If you see how Brad Schimmel is campaigning, he's trying to use that divisiveness and that us versus them mentality, you know, red versus blue, conservatives versus liberals. And what we really need on our Wisconsin Supreme Court is seven justices who are dedicated to doing justice, protecting the rights of all Wisconsinites, and upholding our law and Constitution. So I want to be on the Supreme Court to help to advance that goal for Wisconsin.
She said if elected, she would remain independent on the court.
I don't expect to always agree with any of the other justices on the Supreme Court, but what I am pledging to do is to hear everybody out. And I think that's an important part of the process, to listen to what my colleagues have to say, to respect their opinions. And then, you know, if I disagree, if I'm on the other side of the majority in a case, there's a whole process called a dissent where you can respectfully explain how you would interpret the law. And that's how I would do it.
Susan Crawford and former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel are both vying for the soon-to-be vacant seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are going to put a little pause into that warm-up that started yesterday. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to about 16 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15 will keep that wind chill hovering around zero most of the day. Tonight, one below. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, 21. We're back to 34 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It may lead, and heaven. having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Keep her between the lines, as my old professor at UW-Platteville, Jack O'Neill, used to say. Sometimes we get done like a, if it was a Tuesday, Thursday class or a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever the last class of the week is, Jack would end class and he'd say, keep her between the lines this weekend.
Important advice.
Good advice. You don't want to be going off the road. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app to join in the fun. We are going to get to what's worse in just a minute, but I want to finish up this discussion on Governor Evers' State of the State last night. Ted, listening on WISS out of Appleton or WGBW out of Green Bay. You're right in the middle there, Ted, in Appleton, the beautiful town of Appleton, which I lived in for one summer while my parents were getting a divorce.
I lived off a campus drive.
You kind of went north and there was like a little subdivision. We lived in a duplex right by the railroad tracks. So like as a young kid, that was exciting that the train would come by and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It with the two radio stations, it kind of sucks because it's in the area where sometimes the Green Bay station starts fading out and you can't get the Oshkosh station. And one or two of the stations got to increase their power. So
we'll work on that.
Your radio station better.
We'll work on that.
I think we are working on that. Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate the feedback, but then I get it. But then you could always listen to us on the Civic Media app.
Well, I'm not an app person on my phone. I work at the airport.
Oh, nice.
At night, plowing snow.
And by the way, the Appleton Airport, for those of you who don't know, if you're looking for a deal on flights, I learned this from my stepbrother who flies in from Portland, Oregon. There, you can sometimes fly cheaper out of Appleton than you can Green Bay, Madison, or Milwaukee.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, it's frustrating because, you know, I can't listen to you guys very good because it's in and out and it's just. Then
well,
I
we appreciate
to the idiot from Green Bay. Oh,
not in our network. Another guy. Yeah, I appreciate you pulling. I appreciate you pulling the signal in. What did you want to say about the state of the state last night, Ted?
Oh yeah, that's why.
See, it's like Tommy Thompson used to say in Wisconsin, you could call and get a wrong number and still talk for half an hour.
Exactly. That's part of the. I miss it. I'm not a Tommy fan because of what he did to the budget and how he screwed us over, but he did work with both sides.
Right.
I do miss that. That part I do miss.
Yep.
But who were the two stone faced so and so's next to Voss?
The woman, I believe she had a red dress on, that's Mary, I can never say her last name, Falswicki or something like that. She is the new Senate president. And then on the other side, and I should know the name and I don't, it would have been the Speaker Pro Tem of the Assembly. So during the State of the State address, you have the governor, whoever that is, at the dais speaking, and then right behind them is the speaker. So you had a Robin Voss. And then as we were looking at it on television, to his right was the Senate president, and to his left was the Assembly Speaker Pro Tem.
Kevin Peterson.
Thank you.
What happened to Kevin?
My sister asked the same thing last night. She goes, who's the dude sitting up there with Voss?
Yeah. I went to school. I hate to admit this, but I was a classmate of Kevin Peterson.
Were you really? All right, so give us the tea. Spill the tea, Ted. What's up with Kevin Peterson? This could be a brand new segment. What's up with Representative Kevin Peterson? All right, spill the tea, Ted.
He's been soaked since he had that big fight with Bartle and the Wapaka idiots, Republican. He's been so quiet, and
I haven't heard. I've got friends who are friends with him yet, and they haven't said nothing about him. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen hide or hair of him. Haven't seen anything about him. And all I know is he's exceptionally book smart, but common sense stupid.
A couple of bricks short of a load.
he is exceptional smart book wise. Mm-hmm. That's why he was on a nuclear submarine, because he was one of those kind of people.
I think that's what a lot of people just watching the thing were like, why can't these Republicans behind Evers, why can't they just be cordial at least clap for things like $35 insulin cap, or kids, or clean water? That seems like something that everybody could get along with.
And that's going to affect me now, because I am a diabetic. Mm-hmm. I'm on insulin.
Yeah.
And now with the reversal, I don't know how much it's going to go up. Yeah. That's what scares me.
Ted.
But
hang on.
At least acknowledge him.
Yeah. Hang on to your snowplow, Ted. We have exciting news.
Oh, I will.
Conrad, one of our great producers at WGBW, tells us that we have a brand new signal now. That transmits, I don't know if it's the Green Bay station or the Oshkosh station, but it transmits the network. And it's in Appleton, Wisconsin. And you can find it. Thank you, Ted, for this call, because between you and Conrad, I have learned something new today. We have an Appleton signal that on your dial, 96.5. 96.5. Try that out. 96.5. And you might be able to get as clear as a bell. Right there in the hometown of Harry Houdini.
I will let you know. I will try that.
Please do. Do it. Report back.
And if it doesn't work, I will call you and chew your you-know-what out.
Please do. I'm the middleman in this deal. I'm getting the word from Conrad, who's a fine gentleman, but maybe Conrad's yanking my chain. I don't know. But 96.5, give it a try and report back tomorrow.
I will do that, sir.
All right. Well, look, Ted, by the way, Ted, you get the award for best call of the day. Best call of the day. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, this is only my second or third time calling.
We'll call
and
more.
I just heard about you guys this fall in November, and it's like, where the hell have you guys been all these times? I mean,
well, we've been here for a couple of years.
I had to listen to that idiot Joel out of Green Bay just to see what the hell's going on, you know?
Well, now you got an idiot named Todd. You can listen to me every day.
He completely blocked me. He won't let me call in anymore.
I will never block you. I'll never block you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. Thanks for all you do. Keeping our planes going up there at the Appleton Airport. We appreciate you, my friend. You're doing the hard work, the working people of Wisconsin. All right. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Have a great day. How about that, Zummers?
That was great.
Now, that's what we're looking for right there. That's what we're looking for. That's fantastic. And also, thanks to Conrad.
Yes, thank you, Conrad.
96.5. Is this true?
Yeah, I thought we had an Appleton signal, but I wasn't 100% certain what it was. You know, there's just so much changing and adding.
We had a six-hour meeting in Racine last week, and this never came up. A six-hour meeting, and they never told us, and by the way, you also can be heard in Appleton now.
I don't know how recent it is. I'm not sure.
Maybe it just happened today. Brand new. See, listen to the show, and you never know when new music and new information may come your way. That was the best call of the day. I wish we could just end the program right now.
Well, we can't.
We'll have dead air for the next 20 minutes. No, we can't end now because, Zommers, here it is, 44 past the hour. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
All that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to be given away. No prizes. Just your chance to be heard across the state of Wisconsin on What's Worse. By the way, I better correct myself on air. Maybe they sent a memo. because
that's possible.
Luke Mathers asked me about something else today, and he goes, "Well, didn't you read that in the email?" Like, I saw it, I just didn't open it up.
So maybe it's your fault.
I don't have, you understand, I don't have time to read everything. And so I put the focus on the listeners of the show. So if it was sent out in memo or chat form, believe me, we have a chat for everything.
And there are a lot of chats.
If it was sent out in a chat or a memo that I stand by, then it's my fault. But thank God Conrad's listening.
Yes, thank you.
And a great, he and Pete Schwabe have the great show up in WGBW. Based out of there, but can be heard across the network every night from 6 until 8, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Conrad, who I listened to their New Year's Eve or New Year's Day show. And Conrad inspired me because I need to lose a little bit of weight this year. I've gotten lazy, and that's Conrad's one of his goals. So I thought, well, geez, if one of my civic media colleagues couldn't say this on the air and do it, then I need to get my butt in gear. So I lose more butt. So thank you, Conrad. Appreciate that. All right, time once again for What's Worse. Very simple. Get right to it. What's worse? Natural, quote-unquote, peanut butter or Skippy? Natural peanut butter or Skippy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Unless you're Ted, who's not an app person. But look, I get that. But the Civic Media one's so darn simple, even Todd can do it. You just go to your app store. You open it up. There'll be a search bar. You type Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C Media. You click on the little CM logo that comes up. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Text us. Call us. What's worse, natural peanut butter or Skippy? 855-752-4842. Greg, listening in Waukesha on WAUK. Greg, what's worse, Skippy or natural peanut butter?
Todd, I feel like natural peanut butter is worse, and here's why. Natural peanut butter, you have that layer of whatever. I'm going to call it layer of peanut butter blob on top. And I, as a blind guy, was like, what the heck is this?
Right?
I didn't know what, you know, the heck that was. And it's like, what am I touching? That happens a lot with me, by the way. I'm just touching this blob of whatever. And like, I don't know what it is. But anyway, so be careful if the lights are out and you're reaching your hand into.
I could not agree with you more. Usually I try to wait to give people my opinion. I'm 100% with you because look, I'm not a blind guy, but it makes it even, I'm sure it's even worse because you don't know what it is. But even, I mean, right. I get it. It's supposed to be better for you, quote unquote, but it's just, it separates. And so you got to stir it up. It's an extra step and I don't have time for it.
I mean,
so give me the hydrogenated oils and Skippy or whatever. Actually, if you want to know the truth, my former boss used to say, I always want to know the truth. If you want to know the truth, I'm a Jif person. You know, choosy moms choose Jif. But if I had to choose, I'd say natural's worse. Go ahead.
Todd, really quick. My sister, we once, this was back when I was young. I hope she's not listening right now. But we once tried chunky peanut butter for the first time. And my sister, who was 4 or 5 at the time, said, Grandma, why are there stones in my peanut butter? She's not chunky peanut butter, had stones in it. Anyway, stop the blob, Todd.
Thanks. Thanks, Greg. Kind of always butter. Appreciate okay. your listenership, my friend. Greg in Waukesha, 855-752-4842. What's worse, Skippy or natural peanut butter? More of your calls after this, as well as text. Jeff Perry says Skippy is worse. And coincidentally, my nickname in college was Skippy. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
Chocolate.
Peanut butter.
Hey!
Oh, hey, you got your chocolate and my peanut butter.
Peanut butter on my chocolate.
What? What?
Delicious. Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Real milk chocolate, delicious peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And Reese's Crunchy Peanut Butter Cups, topped with chopped peanuts.
No. Welcome back to the show. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS and ABC News, depending upon which station you're listening to, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Dom Salvia, 4 until 6. And then Conrad, the knower of all stations. And thank God he does. And Pete Schwab with Nightlight from 6 until 8. And then our friend Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio in after Rick Smith Across America. Robert was on Jay Matinera's show. Great interview today with Robert Pilot. Has a great show. Listen to it every night here, Native Roots Radio on Civic Media. Right now, ending the show with the important question, what's worse, natural peanut butter? And CP, who writes these, put natural in quotes. I'm not sure what that means, but natural.
Well, I think it depends on the brand. Some brands just say they're natural because they can sell better. But
right.
You have to actually, you know, look at the label and read
right,
it.
Right.
So I see why he says that.
Okay. Natural peanut butter or Skippy.
I am going to have to go with L.A. Tom. He says, I love natural better. And I agree. Okay, I totally get why people don't. Mm. It is a pain in the butt to stir in the oil and everything.
Right.
To me, it's worth it. I just like the texture better. And also Skippy, specifically that brand, just tastes off to me. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's why I'm a Jif guy.
Right, Jif is better.
And all right, we learned this in the break for the people who don't watch YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. You made it very well known on the show that you are allergic to nuts, and I thought that included peanuts. And then you're saying, oh, I love peanut butter. I'm like, are you trying to kill yourself or what?
No, I am not allergic to peanuts. It's weird.
You're not. I did not know this.
I have a strange set of nut allergies. I don't really understand it. I'm allergic to tree nuts, but not almonds. Almonds are tree nuts.
I thought you had a slip of the tongue there. That was pretty funny. But anyway.
Not quite.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're not allergic to peanuts. And so what's worse, natural peanut butter or Skippy? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Steady Eddie listening on the app, I believe, says Todd, a.k.a. Skippy, eat natural peanut butter if you care about your health. Skip the Skippy. Skippy is out to kill you. That seems extreme. I suggested organic peanut butter. Peanuts are usually grown using lots of herbicides. Oh, I did not know that. Andrew Maine says, today I learned that Mr. Zomers is allergic to a lot of nuts, but not peanuts, almonds, or all balls. Should have pre-read that one. Len in Madison says, from the cost aspect, natural peanut butter is worse. From the health aspect, Skippy is worse. Compare the numbers of ingredients on the labels. Well, that I'll give you that. And listening on beautiful, she's in Chippewa Falls. She must be on the app for AUK, but you can listen to us locally in Chippewa Falls on WCFW, The Tap. And says, this is the thing people need to check for rancid oil. You can buy natural peanut butter that's good. I recommend Justin's peanut butter. What's worse is consuming something that tastes good that will give you a heart attack, or eat peanut butter that has good oils. You can find good oils in peanut butter. You just need to find a good one. Well, she's probably right about that.
I also like crunchy peanut butter. And crunchy is, like, if you like crunchy peanut butter, yeah. I feel like natural crunchy is just better, in my opinion.
Probably that'll give you. That'll give you.
If you like crunchy.
I don't like the crunchy stuff.
Again, I respect that.
It gets
that.
In my teeth, the top of my mouth, and it's just, I like a good, smooth peanut butter. Here you go. My compadre, as we say in Spanish, the father of my godsons, the biological father of my god. But we said yesterday, my youngest godson, Jason, turned 25 yesterday. So here's Jason's dad saying, he's a scientist, you understand. Kurt, he's a criminal justice major and a chemist. So this guy knows what he's doing. He says, a peanut is not a nut, you nut.
It is true. It's a legume.
he didn't call me a nut, but I added that. Don't you remember the controversy with his mother-in-law? It's a legume.
Yep.
There you go. Peanuts, despite their name, are not nuts. They are classified as legumes, which means they are part of the same family as beans, lentils, and peas. There you go. You see why I hang around with that guy? Because he keeps me in line. Here's news you can use. Think about this. We've got, and as Craig Ferguson used to say in the Late Late Show, Mr. Zomers, what have we learned today? We've learned a lot.
We've learned that the Appleton signal is
96.5. We learned that we have a brand new station out there that we did. It's like getting the test results back from a 23andMe. Oh my God, I have a brother. So we have a new station out there, 96.5. We learned that. What else?
You learned that I'm not allergic to peanuts.
We learned that Zomers is not allergic to peanuts.
And that they're not nuts.
That they're legumes. Think about that. I mean, not too many places you can tune in and learn all that. And have fun doing it, for goodness sake. You know, that's fantastic. So there you go. Zomers says that Skippy is worse. I say that natural peanut butter is worse. But I really am a Jif guy.
And I think from the text, it was actually split pretty evenly.
It was. Yeah, it was split evenly. All right, great show today. Had a lot of fun. Tomorrow, the Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez, will be on the show. We'll ask her about peanut butter. No, probably not. But we'll also have Brady Ewing talking a little sports. And we've got Peter Rapine from EPOM's World on Week in Review. It's going to be a great show. We hope you're along for it. Thanks for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next. See you tomorrow.
Your drum, keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will join as we talk with Attorney General Josh Call in the Wisconsin lawsuit against the administration. Also, is the DNC prepared for what's next? Bill Press has thoughts. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Washington state temporarily halted President Trump's executive order seeking to limit birthright citizenship, saying it violates the 14th Amendment.
The 83-year-old Reagan appointee who heard the initial argument on the president's executive order said in his four decades on the bench, he can't recall a more clear case. Judge John Kuhnauer called Trump's move blatantly unconstitutional, and he swiftly issued a restraining order to block it. The president has aimed to prohibit the issuance of passports and social security numbers to children born to immigrants here illegally or on visas starting next month.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's a no vote for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, citing his past comments on women serving in combat and allegations of mishandling finances. Republicans can only lose 3 votes without Democratic support. The majority of the country remains locked in a deep freeze. That includes rare snow in the South. This is ABC News.